in the real world, where we do this in physics, it obviously requires lots of physical intuition, usually, or understanding about the problem to know how the function depends and where it's big and stuff. So typically you will find that physicists do important something when they do physics problems, because they understand enough about the scientific problem to know when the integral is big and when it's small. I mentioned this before in partial differential equations, where we'll end up with a similar problem for choosing so-called preconditioners, which are actually a way of trying to make the matrices better behaved. Preconditioners often have a lot to do with the physics or the science of the problem or the engineering of the problem, and they tend to be chosen by the practitioners in the field. So the way the world divides is computer scientists develop technologies to implement important sampling or to implement preconditioners. The application field has to do typically the relatively artistic transformations, which cannot be done in any a priori fashion, because there is no mathematical way in general of staring at an integrand and saying, aha, that's e to the minus x times a mess, and the mess doesn't vary very much, and e to the minus x is the dominant behavior. That requires some intuition, which typically an expert system, it's very hard to teach computer programs or expert systems to have intuition about such things. Alright, so here are some more remarks which in practice are quite amusing, and actually not only amusing but important. Namely, you can and indeed should use Monte Carlo methods to do summations as well as integrals. Because what is the sum from L equals 1 to 2? So the sum from L equals 1 to 2 is effectively the integral dl of a function which is non-zero at 1 and non-zero at 2 and 0 elsewhere. So we're allowed to do summations by Monte Carlo, and we do summations when they occur. So often when you do an integral, a complicated integral, it has sums in it. Chemistry, you sum over states. Physics, you sum over states. Those sums typically you can show that those sums are best done by Monte Carlo. And the way you do a sum by Monte Carlo is as shown here. If you want to do the sum from if you have a Monte Carlo integral which has a sum, L equals 1 to 2 of f of L, you would say you can view it as an integral. What you do mathematically, instead of calculating f1 plus f2 each time, I mean, if you write this out as a sum, you'd have the integral of f1 plus f2, you calculate f1, you calculate f2, instead of which you calculate f of L for one choice of L, where the value of L is choosing randomly. And what you do in your computer program, as the classic random number generator is a floating point number between 0 and 1, you say let R be a random number between 0 and 1. If R is less than a half, set L equals 1. If R is less bigger than a half, set L equals 2. Choose f of L. And the reason you do this is that you will find that will give you a faster convergence, because if you calculated f1 plus f2 each time, that has computationally twice the complexity of choosing f of L. And if I do f of L, what I do is, to get the normalization right, I would do 2 f of L. And I've halved the computational effort with this case, and you will easily see that you have not increased the standard deviation typically by a factor of 4, because that's a sort of an interesting feature of complex Monte Carlos. and it's the following feature, it's the following observation. If you have a set of a nested integral, you could imagine, well, let me do this inner integral or this inner sum exactly. Now, sometimes that's a good idea, but very rarely, because if you just do everything by Monte Carlo, still the error is 1 over root n. The only thing that's changed is the standard deviation. So let's take this case of a sum. If I did this sum exactly, the standard deviation is the standard deviation of F1 plus F2. If I do the sum of L by Monte Carlo, the standard deviation is the standard deviation of the F of L, which is somewhat larger, because I have to do the variation of between F1 and F2, as opposed to the variation of F1 plus F2. But it is extremely rare that you will multiply the standard deviation by root 2, which is what you'd have to do to make it a bad idea. Because if you have you get standard deviation from x1, standard deviation from x2, standard deviation from x3, standard deviation from L, and each of them has a standard deviation which sort of accumulates, and sort of the last sum or the last integral doesn't usually contribute that much to the standard deviation. You already got all your standard deviation from the previous integrals. So although it seems counterintuitive, it is rigorously correct to do, once you are doing Monte Carlo, to do Monte Carlo where everything you can see, because almost always that's much faster, because you are only increasing the standard deviation a little, and you're usually saving an enormous computational amount.